something is sudden. If you stick to the word, you will come back with a testimony. What God wants to give you in your life is not a healing. What God wants to give you in your life is not a job. What God wants to give you in your life is not money. What God wants to give you is the word of God in your spirit. It'll make you what it talks about. And you are shining. And you are shining by the power of the Holy Ghost. You are shining by the power of the Holy Ghost. You are shining and nothing can stop you. It is your season. It is your time. Nothing can hinder you. This is your time. This is your hour. Favor is yours.
This is a continuation of the message, The Master Soul Winner.
Hallelujah. I want to share a few things with you. And I would begin with a statement here that we talked about soul winning. When you win a soul to Christ, your job doesn't end there. There are different kinds of labors, different kinds of work, you understand? Different kinds of labors. Some people labor to emptiness. They work producing no lasting results. Some people labor and labor and labor without anything to show for their labor. It's not the will of God to have His children labor without results. And the Lord gave us the Holy Spirit to help us so that we can produce results, lasting results. And we read a scripture yesterday about Jesus. And we took off from there into something else, you know. You know, when you get to talking about Judas Iscariot, it's important that you kill that snake. And I went after it. That's what I did yesterday. Jesus said in his prayer to the Father, "Of all that you've given me, I lost none except one, the son of perdition." And that was Judas. And we saw that Jesus lost Judas to greed. Greed is a terrible thing in the house of God. It's just that many people cannot define greed. So when you talk about greed, in their minds, they are thinking about somebody, a politician or somebody in the government. I'm telling you, they are not the problem. See, in our nation today, greed is head of the list. It's a major problem. It is not the greed of the politicians. For nobody was born a politician. It is not the greed of the government leaders. It is not the greed of the businessman. It is the greed of the ordinary, normal Nigerian. not because he's a Nigerian. People generally are controlled by greed because of satanic influence in their lives. They're controlled by greed. Until you yield yourself completely to the Lord, greed will take over your life. Greed, the longing to possess, why do you want it? Have you seen people who fought over their inheritance? They said, my father gave us an inheritance, and somebody's trying to take it away from me. They go to war for that. They take the other fellow to court. And then they fight. Who are they? Brothers. Fighting each other. Because someone gave me this land and nobody's going to take it away from me. He's fighting his brother, fighting his cousin. Greed. You know what the Bible says? He says, why don't you let it go? The longing to possess. The feeling that someone else is cheating you. It's a terrible feeling. We create it. We create that feeling because we ourselves are not trustworthy. Every time you're suspicious of someone else, it's because you are not clean yourself. Your suspicion is a reflection of your own dirtiness. Greed. One of the greatest things that the Lord can do for you is to deliver you from greed. How can He do it? Through His Word. That's the only way. If you would listen to His Word and accept it and does it for your life, you'll be free from greed. Greed produces resentment, anger against the person you feel is cheating you. Greed makes you hate and curse. People who are not greedy don't resent others. Doesn't matter what you're fighting for. You can say you're fighting for your rights. Makes no difference. How did Jesus fight for His right? Now, what I want to begin to talk about now, get back to this, because it's important, you see. I have noticed in our ministry from all these years, the only thing that we have lost someone who was very committed to has been greed. Anybody who was very committed, really committed, and stopped being a member of this ministry, no matter at what level, we've only lost him or her to greed. I'll come to that. But, you see, your evangelism is not complete until you retain the souls that you're winning. Jesus said, of all that you have given me, I've lost none except the son of perdition. Jesus retained those that the Father gave him. He won souls and kept them. Many Christians win souls and do not disciple them. The real ministry is discipling. Jesus said for us to preach the gospel. When you preach it, they receive it. What follows? Discipling. You must disciple them. You begin that process by taking the person into the sheepfold. Now, I'll explain. You remember, Jesus said, the shepherd has the key to the door of the sheepfold. He says, to him the porter opens. Because he's the true shepherd. So the porter opens the door to the sheepfold. What is the sheepfold? When the Bible talks about the sheepfold, what is the sheepfold? Now, a sheepfold is a place, a specific location that's fenced, usually a strong fence, to keep within it the sheep that are gathered in there. It protects them from the outside influences. It separates them from others. And then they are cultured by the shepherd.
We trust that you are blessed by the message you just listened to. We invite you to make Jesus the Lord of your life by saying this prayer. O Lord God, I believe with all my heart in Jesus Christ, Son of the living God. I believe He died for me and God raised Him from the dead. I believe He's alive today. I confess with my mouth that Jesus Christ is the Lord of my life from this day. Through Him and in His name, I have eternal life. I am born again. Thank you, Lord, for saving my soul. I am now a child of God. Hallelujah.
Wow. This message has been brought to you by Christ Embassy Jebude, 156 Folagbadi Road, Aribabu Roundabout, beside New Glow Office, Ijebude.
Worship with us on Sunday by 9 a.m. and Wednesday at 6 p.m. If you would like us to pray with you or share your testimony with us, kindly call +234-812-851-9834 or send an email to info@loveworldradionetworks.org.